Never before has there been such a high demand across the world for United Nations peacekeeping operations. At UN headquarters on Friday, world leaders got together to address how to respond to those needs. Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, said today peacekeepers have a wide range of different responsibilities.
We ask peacekeepers to protect civilians in South Sudan and the Central African Republic, to prevent sexual violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and to help with the peace process in Mali amid deadly attacks by extremists, even as we continue to monitor long-standing ceasefires on three continents.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has initiated a review of UN peace operations to gauge how best to respond to the changing geopolitical landscape.
The global security landscape is shifting dramatically. Civil conflicts coupled with terrorism, organized crime, and health crises such as Ebola are threatening millions of people. More often than not, these dangers transcend borders.
Nations around the world put forward their troops for peacekeeping missions. They wear the blue helmets of the UN and come under the command of a general of one of the troop-contributing countries. Rwanda has contributed over 36,000 soldiers and 2,000 police officers to a total of 16 UN missions. The country's president, Paul Kagame, said reform is needed now.
Peacekeeping demands are increasing both in quality and quantity, as well as complexity. To meet them effectively, we need to think about modernizing and reforming our approach.
Peacekeeping is not cheap. The budget for UN operations for the 12 months up to June next year is around $7 billion. One focus of this meeting was to identify what more member states could do to support peace missions. Ban Ki-moon again.
With our wide-ranging and tangible support from member states, peacekeeping missions cannot deploy quickly, operate safely and nimbly, or protect civilians across massive spaces and difficult terrain.
In the coming months, the UN with member states will be discussing what is needed from peacekeeping and what resources are required for it to succeed in its mandate. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.